Welcome to the Franco Podcast.
Welcome to the 2024 Rendezvous de la Francophonie Podcast. I interviewed 8 bilingual or multilingual people for this year's podcast, including Emily Soke-Davidson. Emily is the sponsorship coordinator at Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, BC. Here is our conversation. You speak 3 languages, French, English, and Spanish. How did you learn each of these?
Well, French is my mother tongue. So I learned because I was born in France. English, we learned pretty early at school in France. I remember being in even kindergarten and learning some like English song, like head and shoulder, knees and toes. and after that, from 12 years old to 18, it's like a mandatory like discipline at school, as important as history, geography. And so, yeah, we a few hours per week, we are learning English. And after that, we have the option to, again, from 12 to 18, we have the option to use a second language. So according where you live in France, it could be German, Italian, or Spanish. Usually it's like between Spanish, German, Italian, I would say. And so I lived very close to the border with Spain. So I decided to pick Spanish. And also because my ancestors are Spanish. My great grandparents are Spanish. They moved to France during the dictatorship of Franco in Spain. Yeah.
Oh.
So they escaped Spain in the 30s to come in France. So learning Spanish was also a way to be connected with my roots.
Nice. And have you done a little traveling in Spain?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you think are the biggest benefits of speaking more than one language for you?
I feel like it makes me feel like we live in such a beautiful planet with so many diversity. Last night I was hosting a dinner at home and I have a friend from Argentina and a friend from Chile, and they ended up speaking Spanish around the table, and I realized it was making me so happy to hear another language. So it could have been speaking, I don't know, if I have Filipino friend, it could have been they speak like this language, but they were speaking Spanish and it made me feel so happy. So I just it just make me feel like we live in a beautiful world where there is different culture and beautiful diversity. So I like to be able to communicate with people from another country.
Has it made a difference for your working life?
I work in French and in English, definitely. Less in Spanish, of course. Yeah, I feel like here less in Spanish, but I work for Kootenai Co-op Radio, and it's very often that I pick up the phone, people hear I have an accent, they speak to me in English, and as soon as they hear I have an accent, they're going to switch in French. There is way more people than we think that speak French. I like it.
How did you end up, you know, coming from France to British Columbia?
I'm going to try to make it short.
And make it as long as you want.
So when I turned 30, so it was like 8 years ago, I decided to travel and to see how is it to live in another country. And it's something that always fascinated me. When I was younger, my parents had friends that have children that were living like in England, and I was like, wow, it's so cool to live in another country. I remember thinking that when I was like 14 or something. So it took me until I was 30 to do it. So I did what we call a working holiday visa. So I was able to work or travel in Canada for 2 years. So first I arrived in Quebec because I wanted to meet my cousins, my Quebecer cousins, as we say. And I also felt very comfortable to first arrive in a part of Canada where I could speak French. And I also wanted really to discover the Quebec culture. So I spent time there, but I always love speaking English and learning English. So the goal was to go in the English part of Canada. But honestly, I didn't know where exactly to go, and I didn't know where the west of Canada started. So sometimes I say people, I don't know if Winnipeg is the west of Canada. I didn't know where I could go. And so, of course, British Columbia was always, always coming back in conversation when I was talking about, I want to go speak English somewhere else. I want to leave Quebec and go somewhere else. And so I explained to people I wanted to ski. So, of course, it helps to go in the mountains. And yeah, some people talked about Jasper, Banff, Canmore, Whistler, or to go on Vancouver Island. And few people talked about Nelson. So I was like, okay, Nelson. But British Columbia just was really what was coming back in conversation. They were like, you should go to BC. So I was like, okay, let's do it.
You ended up in Nelson.
Yeah.
And you found a Francophone community here.
Yes. Which already, at the beginning, actually, I wanted to stay away from the French community because I wanted to practice my English. Right. And I know me, I was like, if I start to hang out with French people, I'm going to feel comfortable and maybe not push myself enough to immerse myself enough in English. So at the beginning, I didn't reach out to the French organization. And one day, it was hard to find a job. I didn't know many people. So one day I went to knock at their door, and they were amazing. And they gave me a job. And I met so many people. And it actually helped me. And I was still speaking in English because we speak English everywhere here anyway. I go to the grocery store. I go get a coffee. So I didn't lose the main purpose anyway. I was speaking in English and I was building a network in the French community at the same time. So
tell me about your history in community radio.
Well, it started with AFCO because I knock at their door and they started to know me. And I think they understand pretty quickly that I wasn't shy to talk to people. And they were doing Méli-Mélo, one of the two radio shows in French on Kutnikov Radio. They have been doing it for, I think, like 16, 18, 20 years, maybe. And so they say, you should try to do radio. I always loved radio, listening to the radio. So I did one Méli-Mélo with Prudence at this time. I did one with Alex Pilon too. And I loved it. So they gave me a training and it happened that way.
Yeah. And it kept happening.
Yes. I've been doing it for 6 years now. And amazing. So as a volunteer, I'm hosting Méli-Mélo. And when the Kutnikov Radio offered the position of sponsorship coordinator, Prudence, who was working at the radio at this time, she's a Francophone, she's Quebecer, and she's my friend. And she said, you should apply. I could see you doing that. So I was like, okay. But I was quite scared to work in English that way. I worked at Osso Negro in English, but you know, it's a double latte, okay, an Americano, okay, I want a sandwich, okay. You know, it was like easy, but to reach out to people for advertising or sponsorship in English, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. And no, I can do that.
So how do you keep connected to your French roots?
Definitely the French organization, AFCO, is really doing an amazing job in the West Kootenays. So I like to go to their events. I like to go get a book there. They have an amazing library. And when I go, I like to pick up a book from France. I say, they have lots of Quebecer author, but they also have a bunch of author from France. And I like to read books from author from France because they talk about places that I know, the reference, cultural references that I know. So yeah, I like to get a book there. I like to participate in their events, such as the Sugar Shack, even though I didn't grow up going to a Sugar Shack because I'm from France. But I'd like to gather with people. And I think there is something with the French community where they really like to sit down and eat together. Like they put tables and chairs and benches and we sit and we eat together. And it really reminds me the way I grew up. I grew up in a very small village in France of 200 people, which is very small. And we are always doing community activities and community gatherings and dinners and parties. And so what AFCO is doing is really reminding me this part of my life. So I really like it. And after that, I communicate a lot with my family back in France. We call each other a lot, and yeah, it's the way to for me to stay connected, and also watching movies and TV shows that are happening in France. I realize that sometime I need to watch something that is happening in France once in a while, because I need that. I need to see the landscape. I need to hear people talking as I'm talking with the same expressions, and so once in a while I need that definitely. And also because I didn't grow up in Quebec, so they have different cultural references in terms of like movies. I don't know the same actors. I don't know the same comedians. I didn't grow up watching the same TV shows. So sometimes I need to be connected with really this part of my culture.
Something from
The
home.
music too. I've been discovering like many Quebecer artists, French Canadian artists in general, doing Melly Mello. But I really like, sometimes I'm like, okay, let's listen something that I grew up with.
Totally understandable. So the Rendezvous de la Francophonie is coming up, and what does that mean to you?
It means lots of excitement around the French language. I felt it more maybe when I was working for the French organization and connected with them in that way. I remember we organized the first AFCO Faisson show. Was for the opening night of Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie in BC. So yeah, it represents a moment of excitement. And I like to hear the messages that we broadcast on the radio for this event and discover artists that are involved in Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie.
It's such a global celebration too. Like it's
Yes.
I haven't traveled widely in kind of primarily French-speaking countries, but there are so many.
There was a cooking contest at some point, and my friend Dania entered the contest doing this really cool pie with almond. And I ended up doing it because it looked really great. So I remember we needed to vote for her. So yeah, again, it's a moment of excitement where we get involved in this nationwide event. So
Amazing. Do you have anything else to say to the people?
well, I can add something very personal that I'm pregnant and keeping not keeping but making sure my child will speak French and English and maybe Spanish. It's very important to me. Yeah, I'm just excited to see how my child is going to grow up in this multiculturalism in Canada. Having the influence of my French from France and my culture from France and the French Canadian culture and the English culture. I think it's very rich and I'm really happy that I'm able to offer this.
That was my conversation with Emily Soquet Davidson, who lives in Nelson, BC. You have been listening to the 2024 Rendezvous de la Francophonie podcast, hosted and produced by Catherine Fisher. The podcast celebrates March, the month of the Francophonie, and it was made possible by the Dialogue Foundation, which has a mission to engage in a sustainable dialogue within the Francophonie and with all of Canada's diversity. This year's Rendezvous de la Francophonie partners and funders include the Government of Canada, the Linguistic Portal of Canada, the National Film Board, Air Canada, La Fédération de la Jeunesse Canadienne Française, NAF Canada, and many other groups, including the National Campus and Community Radio Association.